Yes, thank you. Very good evening and welcome to the war, a war that's been going on for 20-odd weeks now. And, ladies and gentlemen, we've suffered our first casualty.
Chesley Chidello, ladies and gentlemen. Look at you there, getting arrested for offensive behaviour. You're an absolute disgrace.
No, what were you thinking there, Ches? Pretending to sell rubber knives to Canterbury Bulldogs fans. I mean, don't you realise how insulting that is?
Yes, I know it's very insulting. They much prefer to use their fists. Mm. It's no wonder they got so upset with me, I understand.
I personally thought that the whole thing was much ado about nothing. I mean, I thought it was fine, but I think you did cross the line when you then went to Israel and started selling rubber rockets outside the Lebanon border.
That one was fine, no problems there. That wasn't nearly as bad because, according to the media, what I did at Canterbury was far more serious and newsworthy than the events in Lebanon. So check out the order of the 2UE news bulletin on Saturday. Now, this was a top story.
The Bulldogs say the rugby league club is insulted by a Sydney comedian's prank to sell its fans fake weapons. Chesley Chidello.
And this was the next story.
Hezbollah's chief has declared open war on Israel following escalating violence in Lebanon.
Well, of course, Chaz is a bigger story than Lebanon. And for me, the real outrage is that Alexander Downer and the federal government did nothing to evacuate those Canterbury fans out of harm's way. Oh,
no. Where was the ferry? Where was the evacuation plan? You got Australian citizens trapped near a madman with a tray of plastic props and the government did nothing.
No, exactly. Look, Chaz, though, I wouldn't be too worried about these charges. We've managed to get the lawyer who got the Canterbury Bulldogs people off the rape allegations, so you'll be fine.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the Channel 9 Sunday Roast footy show have already handed down my sentence.
Now, this is the public broadcaster. I think he's paid for by public money, his salary. So I think the public should decide what his punishment would be. And I'm suggesting 1 week in a prison cell to write some new material.
Yeah.
With a bloke called Bubba.
Yep, he needs a couple of new girlfriends.
He needs to pick up the soap.
Someone like the footy show to resort to anal sex humour, isn't it?
Well, they weren't the only ones who didn't like the piece. The head of the NRL, David Gallop, also came out pretty hard.
Bulldogs fans have been very concerned about these issues and I'd be surprised if they found it funny.
Look, give me a break, OK? I was just trying to help. I mean, we all know that Bulldogs fans can get a little hot under the collar at times, so I just tried to make myself an honest buck selling them the kind of club merchandise they might actually want. Everything that Bulldogs supporter needs. You guys want some merchandise?
Got the Bulldogs knife. We got the.
Where's?
Look. We got the Bulldogs knuckle dusters.
Hey.
We got the Bulldogs flares.
Got a machete.
Right. Oh, I wish I did. I've already sold out machetes tonight.
Plastic.
Well, hang on. How much help does a Bulldog supporter need to knife someone? I think plastic will do fine.
We're not all like that.
No, I know not all Bulldog supporters carry knives. That's why I'm out here selling them.
I say you're a supporter, so we don't need any of that merchandise.
Oh, no, you do, for self-defence.
Yeah.
Trust me, you need it more than anyone.
I'll get locked up if I get through the front door.
Ah, no worries. Bulldog's balaclava. You should get a balaclava. You'll be the best-looking person at the game. Yours for $3. Or I'll give you the Bulldog's discount. You knife me and then take it for free.
You want these bit of face warm?
Yeah. Keep your face warm from the security cameras, yeah.
That'll get for dog support.
Mate, I'm a huge dog supporter. Look at this. I'm the one who gave him the right hip knot.
Say no to violence.
Say no to violence. Mate, I'm not your parole officer. It's okay. You interested, sir? With all the shit I've been selling tonight, you're going to need all you can get.
I'm with David Gallop.
Yeah.
It's not funny at all.
No, no.
It's not funny.
Mate, can I just ask you though, Chaz, did you actually manage to sell anything that night?
Nah, the Bulldog supporters weren't really interested in my merchandise. Although I did sell one balaclava. To one of the players, in fact. And it was nice to see it get some use that night, too.
Andrew Emilio wearing his T-shirt as a makeshift balaclava.
I think we've just seen our very first terrorist bonehead.
There he is. You sure that wasn't you, Chaz?
Oh, yeah, no, that wasn't me. This was me.
This was an irresponsible prank, in our view. These are serious issues.
Well, congratulations, Chaz. If nothing else, you've certainly caused a stir. There we are.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. You've certainly caused a stir. Look, you know, even Maurice Yemma got involved in this one. He's the premier. Mm. I mean, he's the most powerful man in New South Wales after Alan Jones.
A lot of us enjoy a laugh from the chaser. However, What occurred last night was grossly irresponsible behaviour.
Grossly irresponsible behaviour, which is quite big coming from a guy who doesn't mind telling the odd joke himself.
The Premier has made his own constituents the butt of a joke.
Vince is the first person to move from Punchbowl to Vaucluse without a balaclava. Morris Yemma wouldn't repeat it today.
Oh, no, well, you can read about it in the newspaper. It's just a joke. Lighten up.
Lighten up! You're one very black kettle, Yemma.
No, I am sorry, Chaz. I'm with the Premier on this one. I mean, I actually think that your joke was much worse than his, and I think more needs to be done to crack down on people like you, a point I decided to take up with the Premier himself.
They're getting on with the job of doing that and improving safety in our school zones.
Premier, will you give police more powers to deal with the problem of people making jokes about football hooliganism?
Giving police more powers?
Yes.
Look, I made my comments about that issue on Saturday, and I stand behind those comments.
Are you concerned about the increase of comedy crime under your watch, Premier?